Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Indonesia, welcome back to our series In the Footsteps of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم We always begin by listening to a virtue of sending salawat upon the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة that he who recites salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam one single time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows 10 blessings upon that person. Subhanallah. No doubt there are many blessings and benefits in sending salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Please try to make a regular habit of yours to send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. I welcome you to another episode of our series In the Footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now previously we heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, after he lost his beloved wife, the mother of nearly every one of his children with the exception of one, Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, his first wife, and whilst he was married to Sayyidah Khadijah radiallahu anha, he had married nobody else. And after she passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was no doubt very, very saddened. And he also did not have the protection of anybody because his uncle had also passed away, Abu Talib. Yes, and subsequent to the uncle, there's only a difference of a few days, Sayyidah Khadijah radiallahu anha passed away. He was under nobody's protection now, other than, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's protection is the only protection he needed. But in the world, you can say, subhanallah, this is the way you can say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works, that it works through other people. Yes, Allah ta'ala grants aid, helps through the visual and the apparent means. So in terms of the apparent means, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have the protection of anybody. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to go towards what some scholars would state were his maternal relatives. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went towards the city of Ta'if, which is not very far from Makkah al-Mukarramah. But when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, and as we had previously, he met the three brothers and they had rejected him, and the thugs and the hooligans of Ta'if had mazallah stoned the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the option. Yes, the angel of the mountains offered to crush the people of Ta'if between two mountains, if that's what he had wished. But rather, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done dua for the people of Ta'if. And rather, he expresses hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bring from their progeny those who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not associate any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, after he came to Qarn al-Tha'alib, and he was met by this angel, he then went and sat under the tree of Utbah ibn Rabi'ah and Shayba ibn Rabi'ah, these two great enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he was then approached by Sayyidina Addas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If you would remember from the previous episode, he was a Christian slave who had kissed the blessed hands and feet of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And then upon having done that, two enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Utbah ibn Rabi'ah and Shayba ibn Rabi'ah, they admonish him and say, what is it that you are doing? We asked you to go and present grapes to him, not to go kiss his hands and his feet. What have you done? And he says, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nobody on the earth who is greater than him, because he has told me of things which nobody but a prophet only would be able to tell me about. And he testifies, he says the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And they say that, no, he has bewitched you. Allahu Akbar. Later, Sayyidina Addas radiallahu anhu, he does sort of disappear from the seerah. It is, all we do know about him though, is that he did take part in the Battle of Badr to an extent. So he was invited to take part in the Battle of Badr. Subhanallah. This was Sayyidina Addas radiallahu ta'ala anhu within Al-Isaba. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, he states and he counts Sayyidina Addas radiallahu ta'ala anhu amongst the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And even so, inshallah, now subsequent to this, we have a very, very important event. And this is an event which is mentioned very, very briefly. So I'm going to expound on this, inshallah, and today we'll hear a little about the life of the jinn. Now, the jinn were here on earth, that is, the jinn were on earth, the jinn were even created before the humans. It has been stated that the jinn kind, or the angels, if you wish to begin, that the angel were created on a Wednesday. The jinn were created on a Thursday, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, a human of course, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created on a Friday. And the jinn had populated the earth. But remember, we cannot see the jinn. And this is due to, is mentioned in a narration, that this was the dua, if you wish, of the first jinn to be created. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this first jinn, before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, some say many thousand years, in one narration mentions 2,000 years before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. But what happened is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the first jinn, and then he asked the first jinn to make anything that he wishes. And it said that this jinn, he made three du'as. One du'a was that we see others, but we are not to be seen. This was one of his du'as. The second du'a is that when we become very, very old, or when we die, that we die in such a state that we are young. Quite strange. So the second dua was, when we die young. And the third dua is, when we are buried, that our bodies disappear. And they made this dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted this dua from the first jinn. So we cannot see jinn. Secondly, that when we become old, we should pass away and we should die that we are young. How does that work? So the scholar state is, what happens is that the jinn kind of become very old and old and old, but before they die, they become young again. They become young again and then they die. And when they are buried, then their bodies do disappear, that is. And there are approximately 9 times jinn in jinn kind in comparison to the human kind. So that's a little about, you know, a little about the jinn, you can say. Now these jinn, they lived on the earth for thousands of years. And what happened is, there was a king and his name was Yusuf. Many of the jinn, they attacked and killed Yusuf. And when they killed Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels of the sama'ud dunya. Yes, the angels of the sama'ud dunya to come to the earth and fight the jinn. And so there was a huge war which took place. The jinn were overpowered and they were scattered towards the oceans, etc. And this is why most of the jinns you will find in the ocean is where you find the strongest of jinns. There are different types of jinns. Those that some of the scholars have stated, like black dogs in one narration also mentioned. There's also those like scorpions and insects. And there's also those that even some that even have wings. Now, the jinn kind are able to travel to the heavens, And what they would do is, when an order is given, then it would be passed down from one angel to another, depending in which heaven this order is given. And the jinn kind would travel towards the heaven and they would listen to some of the angels speaking about some things. And when they would pick up some things, they would bring it down to the earth and they would give this and pass this information on to fortune tellers. And this is why some fortune tellers would know some things pertaining to the future. However, those jinns would also mix the truth with falsehood. It's stated that 1% of it is only truth, and they would mix one truth with 99 lies. Allahu Akbar. This is what they would do, and this is how they would bring information. But what happened is, one day when they tried to go and access the heavens, then they were cut off from the heavens. And whenever they would try to attempt to go, then flames of fire would be thrown at them and they would be attacked and they no longer had access to the heavens, that is. And the jinn kind, the shayateen, that is, the shayateen, because not all the jinn are bad, but the shayateen amongst them are bad. And this is when 7 jinns, they come across the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praying salah. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praying salah, he is reciting the glorious Quran loudly. And these jinns come and discover that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within the glorious Quran, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. And when we had turned towards you, نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ, a group of jinn, يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, and this group of jinn, they listen attentively to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam reciting the glorious Qur'an. فَلَمَّا حَذَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. And when they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, quietly, quietly, listen, listen. Because the jinns had picked up on the eloquence and the greatness, the miraculous recitation of the glorious Qur'an. They had heard this and thinking, wow, this is extraordinary. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنظِرِينَ. Those same jinn accepted Islam. And those same jinn then went off to invite others towards Islam. And then they go and tell the others. And what do they say? قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. They said, oh, our people, we've heard of a book which has been revealed after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time. But it is مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَىٰ طَرِيقِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. However, it confirms that which is before, or that which was even given to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is also yahdi ilal haq, guides towards righteousness, towards the truth, wa ila tariqin mustaqim, towards the straight path. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these angels are listening to the glorious Quran. They are awed and amazed by the brilliance and by the eloquence of the glorious Quran. They approach the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they accept Islam at the hands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And these are the first jinn to have accepted Islam. And yes, they spend some time with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam too, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches them. Of course, he teaches them about Tawheed. And it's stated that Muslim jinn live above the houses of Muslim people. And whatever you do, you should always recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then Muslim jinn can eat from that food, and the shaitan or the shayateen cannot eat from that food. Allahu Akbar. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also stated that the dung, that is, that the dung will be the fodder for the animals. And some of the scholars have stated that that dung turns green again and then becomes a fodder for the animals of jinn. Remember, this is something from the ghaib, which is Allahu wa Rasuluhu Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a'lam, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam know best. as to this information of the jinn. But this is some of what we have learned, and this is an incident which takes place, a very, very important incident. They come, they accept Islam. And there are a few incidents which are mentioned. Some have stated that there were a few companions present with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praying salah with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this could have been later that they met up, and he also Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an, who met up with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he prayed salah with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then this incident of the jinn had occurred. I leave views over on the channel. The lesson we can take from this is whatever you do, do in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Bismillah before you eat, and only Muslim jinns can eat, inshallah azza wa jal. This will not be made available for non-Muslims. We do have a few minutes to share a quick story. It said that there was a fat jinn and a thin jinn. They met. Yes, and the fat jinn said to the thin jinn, you know, how are you so thin? And the thin one said to the fat one, are you so fat? And the fat one says to the thin one, he says, why? Because the person that I am with, remember, we all have a qareen. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Aisha, you know, is told that, you know, yes, everybody, a shaitan is born with them. And Sayyidina Aisha says, how about you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped me overpower him, and mine has accepted Islam. So everybody has a jinn with them too, a shaitan, who gives those satanic whispers. It comes from the shaitan, who enters the blood system and places his snout upon the opening of the heart, and he whispers into the chest, or through the chest of a person into the heart, to commit bad sins. And what this qareen, this fajin, he said to the thin one, he says that the person I am with, he never recites Bismillah before he eats, so I eat with him. He never recites Bismillah before he clothes himself, so I put clothes on with him. He never recites Bismillah when he sleeps, so I could sleep comfortably and in the warmth of his bed. Meaning I could do everything just as he does. And the thin jinn, you know, I say, why are you so thin? The thin one says, because the person I am with, whenever he eats, he recites the name of Allah. Whenever he clothes himself, he recites the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I cannot eat with him, I cannot sleep in comfort, I cannot wear good clothes, or I cannot clothe myself. And this is why I am in such a state. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly. And when you do recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this brings about barakah in the things you do, inshallah azza, in the food you eat, in the things you do. You will gain help, inshallah azza, to finish those things to the end too, inshallah azza. Today we spoke briefly about one short incident from the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was visited by 7 jinns who had accepted Islam. Now in the next episode, we will take at least 2 episodes. We'll try to cover it within 2 episodes, inshallah. One episode we shall try to cover briefly the Isra, and the next one the Mi'raj of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madinah channel, that's all for today, inshallah. Join us next time for more of In the Footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the Prophet, with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the Prophet, with faith and steadfast.